Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr, and it's time for a brainstorm. So I want to preface this first off by saying that this story has been reported in National Geographic and the Smithsonian Magazine, but as of January 2019, the study has not been peer-reviewed. So it's been looked at by a lot of scientists, and they're like, yeah, it's probably true, and it's just too cool not to talk about.
Excellent.
Okay, so flowers hear buzzing bees.
Flowers hear buzzing bees.
And they respond to the buzzing by getting sweeter.
What is the flower version of an Entmoot?
Okay.
That is what's happening here?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. So Tel Aviv researcher Dr. Lilacha Hadni wondered if bees make sounds, because we hear bees, right?
Yep.
Why wouldn't flowers have evolved some way to hear them? Think about the shape of petals and flowers.
Oh, true.
They're rounded. They're kind of like ears.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like a bowl or a satellite dish.
Yeah.
Well, they did research on evening primroses, which is a little wildflower, and they did five different kinds of sound on the flowers.
Mm-hmm.
One went into a jar and it got the silent treatment. And they checked the sugar content of the nectar and it just kind of stayed the same.
Okay.
Then they did high frequency sounds, broadcasting them at the flowers, and mid-range, and nothing. There wasn't even a vibration in the petals.
Wow.
Well, when they exposed the flowers to recordings of bees for 3 minutes, sugar in the plant went from 12 to 17% to 20%.
Wow.
Yeah, and that doesn't sound like a lot, but apparently bees can detect like half of percentage points sweeter. So sweeter plants attract more bees. More bees mean more pollination.
That is just amazing. Huh.
Yeah, and as a control, they pulled all the petals off of the flower. And then they did all these different sounds and it made no change at all. So they need the petals there to experience the vibration.
Wow. That is amazing. I'm really articulate when we have something super brilliant that's mind-bending like this.
I know. So when you're outside in the summer, which we are not right now in the summer, but someday when there's flowers again.
You'll hum to them like a bee.
Yeah, just think about that bee sound and the fact that it's probably changing the way the flower produces sugar.
That is remarkable. It just makes me wonder what else in nature we aren't aware of, how we affect it, the way it interacts with the world around it.
Yeah, I think we might be breaking things because we don't understand.
Yes.
You know, how complicated it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's still magic.
Yes. Love the science magic.
Me too. I'm going to talk to the flowers more often.
I know.
Anytime you need another dose of random fact-tacularness, ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. You can also find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk, and we're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.